All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Good afternoon, sports mappers. Welcome to the fray. It's The Usual Suspects on a Wednesday. Thanks for joining us on 94.1 FM. As those of you that are usual suspects have been listening since 1 o'clock on ESPN 97.5, it is a way back Wednesday. We kind of shuffled the deck right before the show. And went from our initial theme for Way Back Wednesday of songs that get you hyped for college football starting. And scrapped that when we found out today is Michael Jackson, or would have been Michael Jackson's birthday. And we've done the entire show with an extended playlist of the King of Pop.
So, do you have a nickname?
Several.
What is your nickname? Oh, you told me, right? Yeah, Goose or?
No, Blankers and Blank Man and.
Oh. You know what Nick's nickname is?
What? Peanut Butter?
Not Shanana or whatever was on his badge. It's Nick Stab You in the Back Sciarra.
Uh-oh.
Why?
Did you see the video he posted of us dancing?
Yes, I did.
By the way, I totally won that. I totally won the Who's a Better Dancer.
I think you guys look equally ridiculous.
I intentionally did things like...
I feel like that's how you dance.
Stir the pot, but that's fine.
Who's dancing is worse, Pac-Man Joel or Barry is funny? That was on the ESPN 97.5 Twitter account.
You know, you got to talk to those digital guys.
In the final hour, we're going to go tweet something like that.
It looks like someone recorded it off of the live stream with their cell phone. You didn't know anybody that might do
There's
that?
There's quite a few anybody people who could do that.
That has access to the ESPN.
I'm going to start spitting names. Brandon Strange could have been one
really,
guy who
the guy
did
that's in there cutting up videos.
Could have been one guy who did that.
They're so busy that we can no longer, no one
one
else
of these
can cut
interns
videos
that you always offend.
They can't tweet from the ESPN account.
So we're going to go the final half hour.
Oh, wait, it got quiet in there all of a sudden. All the guys that are doing video are really busy. All the interns don't have access to the account. There's one guy who has the stream up on his computer the whole time that also has access to the ESPN account that also I happen to look into the window and see him in front of a computer screen with his phone sideways recording something. I wonder who that was.
You're holding back. That's what you should have led with.
And so I wanted to see if he would own it. Oh, Nick, stab you in the back, Sciarra.
We should go all producer cam for the final half hour of the
show.
Yeah,
that's your punishment. That's your punishment. Put it on ugly cam right now.
Control room is in here, sir.
Oh, that's, yeah. Okay.
Ugly cam, huh? That's what we're going to call it? Ugly cam? Okay.
All right, so a couple of what?
I was thinking because someone said Barry's right by the midseason point. It's going to be the Green Zone brought to you by like
Scott's Turf Builder.
Yep. So Nick's producer cam is going to be brought to you by We Buy Ugly Houses.
Nice. I like it.
There's a pitcher by the name of Dull in the game for the A's. His last name is Dull.
Really?
He's Dull 66.
I forgot what it was. Oh, I have this text that came in, or this tweet, and it seems to be really important. Lance Ford tweeted it.
Nick, brace yourself.
Barry, when I cut my grass, there are spots that are dead underneath. I'm cutting it once a week. Am I just cutting it too short or not watering enough?
The problem is you're the one cutting it. That's the problem.
No.
Very good point, Nick.
So this could be one of four things. Most likely, without seeing a picture. It's either grubs, chinch bugs, sod webworms, or a fungus. Grubs are really bad this year. Sod webworms were bad last year. If it's by the street, it might be chinch bugs. If it's in the middle of the yard, it could be grubs, sod webworms, or a fungus. Now, the thing about sod webworms is that you'll know if you have sod webworms because when you mow, you'll see little white moths fly up from the ground. That means you have sod webworms and need to treat for it.
Grubs, back on In the Loop on Sports Radio 6. Oh,
shots fired. grubs, you pull up the dead spot, and if it feels like carpet, you know how, Nick, you've never replaced the carpet in your house. You know how loose it feels when you pull it up?
I bet it feels
that's
like
how you know you have grubs.
Carpet.
When you pull the grass up and it comes loose from the grass or from the dirt. That's how you know you have grubs. So you're welcome, Lance. I hope that was educational. Even though these childish guys that I work with, oh, stab you in the back, Sharara, and yeah.
I bet you've grabbed some carpet.
OU Mike, please, please, every time we talk lawn and garden, you don't have to text in about your pussy willows. You don't.
Jeez.
Nick was like,
duh. I'm going to punch you in the throat, dude. I'm going to punch you right in the throat.
I'm just saying, that's every time it comes up, he has to text that.
So did you see news and notes? You put it, that's normally your specialty before we wrap up football, but this is going to get interesting because we've got a lot of...
We just talked about that. You did that on purpose, didn't you?
No.
Okay. Well, yes, we do have
the other
a lot.
Thing
You're
that
right.
we didn't talk about, too, with the NFL is the fact that all these guys that are holding out, the Khalil Max, the Aaron yes. Donalds, are they going to get their deals done? And if they don't, are they going to report? Because, you know, if they don't report, now's when they start really losing money.
Yeah. Le'Veon Bell.
Yep.
They're saying that, Labor Day is maybe when he'll report. I was surprised that it's gone on this long. I heard this morning on first holler.
Get up.
Yeah.
Oh, first take.
Whatever it is. They were saying that it's $1 million a game, basically.
Yeah.
That if he's not playing that's what he's getting.
Well, because remember.
I'm playing. I don't give a damn.
He's making
$1 million a game.
14 a year for this year on the franchise.
I will pout, but I will pout with $1 million in my pocket. And I'll be mad, but I'll be mad with $1 million in my pocket. There's no way I'm walking away from that kind of money.
Everybody keeps saying that Aaron Donald and the Rams are getting closer, but nothing's getting done.
And yeah, and I'm still baffled by that. We beat the Raiders thing to a pulp.
Well,
yeah,
Khalil Mack.
I'm still baffled by that. But yeah, I think that, you know, everybody's playing chicken, of course.
Mm-hmm.
There'll come a time. To me, usually the teams end up losing when they play. When you're dealing with superstars, when you're dealing with Aaron Donald, there's no way the Rams, because they were saying that, and this was on the first scream at you or whatever it was, whoever screams first, they were saying, which team suffers the most if Khalil Mack's not in and if Aaron Donald's not playing? I mean, the Raiders, fringe playoff team anyways. The Rams are for sure a playoff team. Are they a playoff team if they don't have Aaron Donald?
They still have a lot of premier defenders on their defense, and they have Wade Phillips. The Raiders, not so much.
Not so much.
And he plays a really big role for them. So
yeah, and somebody made the point that I thought was the most valid, that with Aaron Donald on the field and everybody else that they have, the Rams might be a Super Bowl contender.
No question.
Without Aaron Donald, they're a solid playoff team. That makes sense.
I guess. And offensively, you still got to hope that it's Jared Goff of year two and not Jared Goff of year one.
Yes.
And that he continues to get better.
Yep.
Before we do any other news and notes, too, we had talked about the Browns and the one thing that hasn't come up yet. And we saw this man studying diligently last night.
Yep.
But was he studying the playbook and the things that he needed to do to get back at his old team? Or was he studying the stock market? Because it's now come out that linebacker Michael Kendricks of the Browns is being charged with insider trading by federal prosecutors where he made nearly $1.2 million in illegal profits on four major investments 4 years ago. He's already released a statement shortly after saying, hey, I take full responsibility for my actions. I know it's wrong. I'm sorry. Are you sorry enough to give back the 1.2?
And
exactly what I was going to say. And the one thing is, Are you sorry enough that you're hoping that everybody forgets about the fact you should be doing time for this?
Yeah, he's definitely sorry.
Because Phil Mickelson, remember, did this, made a whole bunch of money, had to give it back and then some because he wanted to avoid jail time.
Yep. A couple more things from these news and notes. Doug Baldwin said he'll play week one. Alshon Jeffrey is going to miss the first two games of the season with a shoulder injury. They're expecting Andrew Luck to be back in practice September 3rd. Josh Gordon is doing individual workouts on the side. Carson Wentz is still on the mend. They don't know what to do. They said that they probably won't. It won't even be a game time decision. It'll be 90 minutes when they have to decide. 90 minutes before game one, week one, is when they'll decide if Wentz is.
You would think would, announce the way after the Super Bowl, this is an easy choice. Sit him down because you got Nick Foles. You're going to be fine. But based on the fact that that number one offense hasn't scored a point in the preseason, and Foles has gotten hit in a few times,
and now
you just said Alshon Jeffrey's going to miss the first 2 weeks.
Yep.
There's some problems in Philly right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Holly, I said it.
A couple more. Carlos Dunlap signed a 3-year, $45 million deal. Brandon Marshall, probably going to be cut in Seattle.
He looks like he's lost more than a step.
Yeah, and then Justin Jackson, they suspect he, most experts are saying he may not make the roster. Now, you want to talk about a guy that the Texans might take a look at for some depth? I know he was a 7th-round pick, but all indications are he's not going to come in to be a starter and a stud. Not a bad guy to take a look at.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. That's the kind of thing I'm interested in. Yeah. Who are they going to kick the tires on? Because we know pretty much who they're going to kick off the roster.
Yep.
That's not anything where it's nail-biting. But let's see who they bring in. And is there anybody out there that can make a difference?
Keep an eye on that. Justin Jackson.
Good stuff. There you go. Before we wrap up the NFL, Clarence wants to get here after the break. So we're going to get Clarence in after the break because he is a usual suspect. And we'll continue to roll on. I do want to tell you right now about the good people at Gallery Furniture. I've been telling you about them for a long time. Mattress Mack has always taken care of me with my furniture. I've got all my furniture from Gallery since I moved to Houston. And it's not just because I have a relationship that I've developed over time with Mac. It's because I developed that relationship by going in there because I was recommended to go to Gallery Furniture and that original location off of I-45 over and over again by several of my friends saying, if you want really good quality, solid wood, going to last a long time furniture at a fair price, you got to go to Gallery Furniture. When I first got to town, it was all those like circus tents and it was not even a real physical building. Now it's gotten to the point where not only does he have a great building and showroom on I-45, he also has the great new location, Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, and he's got a Galleria location across from Dillard's on Post Oak. Regardless of the three locations you hit up, you know you're going to get that same quality furniture that I'm talking about. You're going to get American-made products like Stickley. You're going to get Tempur-Pedic. You're going to get Stearns & Foster. They're doing the Astros promotion again, where if you spend $3,000 or more on bedroom furniture, including the brands that I mentioned, and the Astros win it all at the end of the year, you get it all for free. So it adds a little kind of excitement to the whole deal. And you know that even if you got to pay for it, you paid a fair price, you got it right away, and you got quality second to none. That's the way they do business at Gallery Furniture. Check them out because everything that Mac says is exactly what they're going to do, which means there's no back order slips. You buy today, you get it tonight within 3 to 4 hours of your purchase time. And more so than anything else, please always remember you're going to get a great price and Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. Nick, Barry, Joel, present and accounted for on a Wayback Wednesday, where if you missed it, the theme is
the Lawn and Garden.
The birthday of the King of Pop, Michael Jackson. So all the songs this week, all Michael Jackson songs.
Are we going to do a theme for lawns one week?
Yeah, on your
that
podcast.
That will never happen.
Yeah, Will on his podcast.
He can do whatever podcast, the hell theme he wants. His iTunes podcast or SoundCloud. Whatever that
guys
is.
Haters.
Podcast Arena.
My podcast might be available on Podcast Arena.
I'll make your podcast available at Podcast Front and Back Lawn. You don't need an arena. Mm. You just need some grass. Make it available in Colorado and Washington State.
What?
There's grass there, too.
All right. You should have stopped when you were ahead. Let's go to Clarence's call, because I want to talk. I have this article that I want to get to. It's the top fantasy quarterback, running back, and wide receiver since 2002. I found it to be interesting. I hope you guys will, too. But let's take Clarence's call first. He wants to talk NFL. Clarence, what's up?
What up, guys?
What's up, man?
Clarence?
Nothing. How much does Tom Savage really suck? So he's going to eventually be cut by the Saints. You'd have to go and drop a third-round pick, get a sixth-round pick, and Teddy Bridgewater for you to suck that much. And so, here I go thinking that he was doing a little all right. He was making some nice throws. He was slightly accurate against third string. But still, man, he has to suck.
But okay, Clarence, look, you're a Saints fan. If people don't know now that that comes out, because we've known that for a long time, you knew the anguish that Texans fans had to deal with Tom Savage forever and a day. You couldn't think that just because he walked into the doors of the Saints facility that suddenly he was going to be transformed into this great backup for Drew Brees.
Oh, no. But I saw a little something, and it wasn't great. It was still preseason. He made some quality throws, and I knew he was just going to be a backup and no more than that. But now he's definitely going to be cut, because they're not cutting J.C. Barrett. They're not cutting Taysom Hill. And they just got Bridgewater. So he's the odd man out. Well,
two other guys is going, too.
Yeah, they're not going to carry four quarterbacks. I would be surprised if they carry three. There'll be a practice squad QB and maybe two guys on the roster.
And Hill's a good talent. Green Bay had him. They didn't want to lose him. You guys snapped him up. And I know that Sean Payton had liked him. I just am curious, from a Saints fan's perspective, is this your quarterback of the future and you're okay giving up a third-round pick for him?
Well, as far as Bridgewater, we'll see. He's come back well from his injury from 2 years ago. Taysom Hill, he has a spot on special teams. He's a great special teams player to say he's a quarterback. So I know he's going to have a spot. I'm thinking you're going to have J.C. Barrett might go to practice squad.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yep. Okay.
All right, guys.
Appreciate it, Clarence. Have a good day.
Yeah, man. All right. Real quick. So Chase Pope had an NFL question.
All right.
Most likely to be on a roster week one, Tom Savage, Brock Osweiler, or Dez Bryant?
It's not Dez Bryant.
I'm going to say Brock.
I think if anybody, it's Brock.
I'm with you.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I think he's still perpetrating a fraud, but of the three, he's got the best shot.
Ominous decision. Michael Westmoreland said, hey, thanks for the grass lesson. I've been fighting my grass all summer, and now I know it was grubs. You're welcome. Dr. Runberg wants to know about his Zoysia grass.
Nick?
No, 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 no!
Thank you very much.
What did you call it, Nick?
The Zoysia? Zoysia grass? Is that what he has? What kind of grass?
I thought
there was two. There was Bermuda.
No.
Bermuda.
And then there was Sate September. I know that for a fact.
No, there's, you're just.
No, those, that's what you said.
There's more than two types of grass.
And now there's Zoysia.
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 Yeah, who cares, not dude? Zoysia.
I
will. Although you literally pronounced every letter in it, didn't you?
Zoysia.
Zoysia. You probably pronounced the X and Z rocks. But he wanted to know how to kill grub. Just get the bear grub killer. It works well.
Nick knows guys that went to Xavier.
Xavier.
Lance said, hey, thanks. I said, yeah, call back next week and we'll discuss your findings.
On the podcast.
Yeah, on his direct number.
Call back directly.
At 281.
Yeah.
Nick is going to give out your cell phone and have all lawn and gardening calls.
I don't even know if his Barry's number starts with 281.
Just leave a message. He'll get back to you. He loves this stuff.
From the text line. For the Wayback Wednesday voting, why don't y'all label the hours 1, 2, and 3 so Nick stops getting the pity fat vote? Then announce at the end to see who really won.
They were scared. They were scared to compete today.
Bitch, why nobody scared of your whack list?
Nobody's scared at all. Team. Let's just do this as a team because
Nick has all the good songs.
Huh? I emailed you my list right after your list. I wasn't scared.
I mean,
your bots were scared because they were going to have to work this week.
You jumped on Barry's idea right when he brought it up in the production meeting. He was like, let's just do a team thing.
I mean, I wasn't scared. I was just trying to get along.
You just didn't want to do a list. You're the only one that didn't submit a list.
Yeah, because your list would have been ass because we took all the songs.
I was there thinking, is there really 24 good Michael Jackson songs? Because we're 14 in or 15 in. And
it's not.
You were going to be stuck with Keep It in the Closet and Ben and all the bad ones.
Ben?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to be stuck with some.
You Are Not Alone.
Like Prince's first album. I was going to be stuck with those kinds of songs. Just
Hour number 3 comes by here. You are not alone.
I would have to gone to play an Alien Ant Farms, Smooth Criminal, instead. Try to be creative.
Technicality, though. Would have been.
Rodgers doesn't deserve that contract. Overrated trash.
Okay. Ooh. Everybody has a-holes and everybody has an opinion.
That's not nice.
Bottom line is he's the best quarterback in football. Whether he deserves it or not, look, I know people are out there saying Brady took less so that the team could have more. I kind of thought he was going to do that, but you talked about it earlier. Lance talked about it. Everybody likes that ego move of being the highest paid. Look at what just happened with, you know, with OBJ. Look at the way these guys, it's something that agents and players get off on.
Everybody's like that. Like, you know, once Polillo started making more than AJ, AJ went to Gal and said, nope, I got
bigger feet. I need a bigger salary.
Got to make the most. Hey, do you think this year is the season AB and D-Hop prove who's better? Both have respected arms throwing them the ball.
That's yours, brother.
Aaron in League City.
You did the video.
Yeah, I did the video on it. I think it's, I mean, obviously it's still up in the air, but no, you can't say that it's equal now from the quarterback position. Six games for Deshaun Watson versus the resume and the resume that Ben Roethlisberger has. I know you're not comparing the two, but Ben Roethlisberger also has a hell of a running game to go with that. I mean, Antonio Brown and the Steelers have a hell of a running game. I'm not sure the Texans could compare in that regard too. Plus the offensive lines of the two teams. So,
oh my God, offensive line
not even close.
Is a huge deal that we've said Watson makes his offensive line look serviceable.
Yeah, if y'all were cast from Deadpool, Barry would be Deadpool, Joel the Iron Guy. And Nick's the girl. Sorry, Nick. It's from J-Dog.
Is that a good thing?
For you and me, it is.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know. I don't watch Deadpool.
So. Who texted that? J-Dog?
Yeah. J-Dog texted that.
Duly noted.
Were you banning him? Are you banning J-Dog?
No,
he's targeting him, not banning him. There's a difference.
White Magic said, is there a Usual Suspects Fantasy Football League? No, we're not doing one this year. We talked about it a little bit. I think the problem becomes, and I actually heard the Blitz say this yesterday too, and I'm in agreement with them. There's just not enough spots. I mean,
yeah, we feel bad because we have so many loyal listeners, and then we did a lottery, and then you had two leagues, which is a pain in the ass for us to play in both leagues.
Yeah, Barry was damn near close to starting three leagues. Last year, he was like, we got two, and I was like, nah, we're not getting the third.
I got tired of winning them, so I just think we should just call it a career. I don't remember.
We're so popular.
See?
Have to throw that in there. No, it's just really difficult to try to make everybody happy. It's kind of like with the listener party. There were a lot of listeners that didn't get to go that we felt bad about.
Yeah.
So I would hate to do that again with the fantasy. So no, we won't be doing any.
But you can tune in like you can tomorrow to Sigmund Bloom each and every week.
2:30 every Thursday. Get you some Siggy.
That's right. All right, I want to do this article when we come back. The top fantasy performers since 2002. I won't linger on it, but I think you'll be surprised at some of the names.
You said that about gardening, too.
I mean, I can't. I give the people what they want, Joel. I give the people what they want. You shut your mouth. They wouldn't text and tweet about it so much if they didn't.
Stay tuned for more information on the Hoes and Bros podcast with Barry Laminack. We'll be back with more. It's your usual suspects.
Hey, you
Sports Map 94.1 and ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN
The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, half hour to go on the show. If you want to watch the live stream, it's Producer Cam from now until 4 on The Usual Suspect.
Don't
it's
lie to
Nick,
the people.
It's Barry. It's Joel. It's a pantomime robot thing.
Offbeat.
Going.
Bitch, I ain't offbeat. I'm the only one on the show with rhythm.
Oh, you're so
You don't do that to Dirty Diane.
Oh, I was going to catch myself.
Yeah, it was close.
I didn't know. I was like, I didn't hear it. I was like, did he say it or did he not?
No, he didn't. Dirty Diana, good song. Good call on that one, Joel.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It was good. So we're back. Half hour to go in the show. Astros up 4-3. El Jefe's favorite pitcher on the hill.
Brad Peacock.
Fear of the Sea.
Yeah.
He's on the hill, and there looks to be no fear of the A's right now. They got two on, one out. And he's currently being tongue-lashed by Brent Strom.
Well, he's got, two on, one out. That's Brent Strom time.
So let's get this thing done. Bottom of the seventh. Let's get out of this mess.
Right.
We covered a lot of ground today.
Yeah, I got a question, actually. So AJ Hinch, just based random baseball question. AJ Hinch said he pulled Morton because he didn't want Olson to see another like breaking ball of his or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But doesn't that, from a mental standpoint, hurt Morton sometime? Could it potentially hurt a pitcher more when you're pulling him before that instead of letting him fight his way out of that?
He obviously wanted to fight his way out of it. I think the thing is, and Barry, I know we both watched the game. Thing is, Morton's breaking ball was pretty good last night, but he just left one up. It didn't have a lot of depth, the one that he let fly. But to me, the kicker was his fastball. He was still blowing by guys. But I think the other thing that's an indication more than anything else when you mention AJ Hinch, Nick, is the fact that he might have had a tired arm too.
Yeah,
he just got put on the DL this morning.
I heard Polillo say that driving in, that the decision to keep him around 80 to 90 pitches had more to do with it than anything. And to try to limit the fatigue that he's experiencing, and then to see him hit the DL because of that,
this morning,
makes more sense. I don't know. I didn't see him say that. I would be kind of surprised if you wouldn't want him to see another breaking ball. There's video.
But I don't think that's necessarily.
Was it kind of tongue in cheek? Like
no. He was. He said I didn't want.
Oh really?
I didn't want Olson to see another one of those breaking balls. He said that in the post.
Have left the one up that Olson hit out, but for the most part, I thought Charlie Morton's breaking pitches were good last night.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the fatigue wasn't a contributing factor either.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that he went on a DL, like you mentioned, just for rest and all that other good stuff.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it would surprise me just from a pure I don't want him seeing any more pitches standpoint. Because, I mean, especially the fact that Charlie Morton, he's a bulldog, man. He's a competitor.
Just go back to the World Series. Just go back to everything that you see from Charlie Morton. He didn't want to come out. He knew he could get out of it. He wanted to get out of it. And that's the kind of pitcher you want on the hill. But the main thing is he's on the 10-day disabled list. Don't worry about it being a McCullers type thing. They basically now are trying to utilize every opportunity that they have to try and get some of these guys some rest because they don't have the luxury of having the big lead they had a year ago to really get these guys kind of super fresh for the playoffs.
Yeah. All right, you ready for this?
Sure.
Okay. Top QB running back and wide receiver since 2002. Every year. All right.
So Aaron Rodgers, Amon Green, and Jordy Nelson.
So the way they said this is, this goes back, it's PPR scoring rules. Aaron Rodgers is the top overall fantasy quarterback leading all passers in four separate seasons.
Boom.
Okay. Priest Holmes went back-to-back in 2002 and 2003 as the top running back. Since then, a total of 14 different running backs have claimed the number one spot over the last 14 seasons.
Hmm.
Todd Gurley being the most recent. At wide receiver, Antonio Brown is the undisputed king of fantasy, leading all receivers in points scored in each of the last four seasons. That leads us to 2002. And I'm just going to give you the running back, quarterback, and receiver. I'm not going to give you their points and all that because no one cares. Oh, Priest Holmes, Dante Culpepper, Marvin Harrison. Dante Culpepper.
How about that?
Dante Culpepper.
There's a blast from the past.
Yeah. 2003, Priest Holmes, Dante Culpepper, Randy Moss in 2003 were your top performers. 2004, Tiki Barber, Dante Culpepper again.
Culpepper a lot early on.
And Mushin Muhammad.
Okay.
Yeah, blast from the past there as well. 2005, Sean Alexander, Carson Palmer, Steve Smith.
Sean Alexander was a guy up for MVP a couple of years that had some big years in Seattle.
You talk about, you always hear about the short life of a running back. Alexander was the epitome of that to me. Peak life. 2006, LaDainian Tomlinson, Peyton Manning, Marvin Harrison. 2007, Brian Westbrook, Tom Brady, Randy Moss. 2008 was D'Angelo Williams, Drew Brees, Andre Johnson.
Whoa. Wow.
Top receiver in 2008 in fantasy points. 2009, Chris Johnson, Aaron Rodgers, Andre Johnson again. 2010 was Arian Foster, Michael Vick, and Roddy White. 2011, here's the run for Calvin Johnson now. Ray Rice, Aaron Rodgers, Calvin Johnson. 2012 was Adrian Peterson, Drew Brees, Calvin Johnson. 2013, Jamal Charles, Peyton Manning, Demaryius Thomas. 2014, Le'Veon Bell, Aaron Rodgers, Antonio Brown. 2015, Devontae Freeman, Cam Newton, Antonio Brown. 2016, David Johnson, Aaron Rodgers, Antonio Brown. And then last year, obviously, Todd Gurley, Russell Wilson, Antonio Brown.
Sean Alexander go to Alabama?
Don't catch me lying.
I'm going to look that up.
I don't know. Was it? I'll Google it. You tell the people about how to get their roof fixed if they need it. But some of those names you forget about, how dominant they could be in fantasy. And
how about Westbrook, too, from the Eagles? That, again, was one of those guys that did it all, but he did it for a short period of time.
Who would if I would have said, name, you know, give me five receivers over the last 14 years – not named Antonio Brown. No one's pulling Mushid Muhammad.
No.
Out of their list of receivers.
Was he with Carolina then?
Yeah. But yeah, you're obviously gonna name Calvin Johnson. You're gonna name
Sean Alexander went to Alabama.
Yeah.
So yeah.
You might name Andre Johnson Randy Moss the year that he hooked up with Tom Brady or whatever, but
Randy Moss, not Pete Moss.
Yeah, Randy Moss.
Get that straight, gardening
that's
guy.
Right. That's right.
Want to make sure Pete Moss is not the same as Randy Moss. Even if you're using St. September.
That's not it. Hey, before we, because we still have a little time to grab a call, right? Before
the end of this segment. You were getting me into roofing a little early.
Yeah, my bad. You already picked, huh?
Nick, no, we can bounce back out of that.
We'll take OU Mike's call. He called already twice and hung up.
Okay.
He wants to talk
Why did he hang up early?
I don't know. But he wants to talk about the King of Pop.
That's right. I was blessed enough to see that cat come out on the Ed Sullivan Show.
What?
When he was with the Jackson 5?
Yeah, when they debuted. And it was funny because the cameramen, they didn't really know what they were looking for, but all of a sudden they're like, what the hell is going on over here? Because that cat had it from the get-go. And then they kind of screwed him around after that. Everybody hitched their wagons to him and messed him all up. But the way I look at it, Michael Jackson, without Michael Jackson, history would have known two shoeless Joe Jacksons. And now they got this guy called Post Malone coming out that's supposed to have passed up the Thriller or whatever. I saw that. That just
Did
don't
really?
Make sense. Yeah, something in the top 10 R&B.
No.
Most consecutive months in the R&B top 10, I believe is what it was, but he passed.
Thriller was just passed up by the Eagles.
Yeah.
No, he kind of went solo, I believe, with I'll Be There, that album, I'll Be There. And then, you know, of course, it was always Michael Jackson. Even with the Jackson 5, it was Michael Jackson. But and then when he went solo, and I guess I heard Lance talking about the Off the Wall. I think that's when he really kind of got crazy. But I guess he'd already been through all of it by then. So just, I don't know. I liked early Michael Jackson. I didn't like the old Michael Jackson because the things he did. But I don't blame him for it. I just look at that as the stuff he saw up to that point. That's all I got.
Appreciate
no
it.
No Johnny Weir text today?
I'm not reading them, no.
Oh, well, okay. I was just wondering. I thought he
Why'd
might
you
have
hang up earlier,
in.
Mike?
Oh, I just had stuff I was doing. Y'all got a show to run anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Damn, you might just went full Gilbert on us anyway.
We went like the 2020 version of Inside OU, the mind of OU Mike
right.
And his musical love.
Appreciate the call, Mike.
He didn't hang up.
As always.
Gary.
Huh? He said something about Jerry, weird. But lo and behold, Jerry's on hold.
Yeah, it got weird because I kept expecting the punchline. I mean, the shoeless Joe Jackson, I got
you'd be
it.
Calling in here all acting
funny.
Normal.
Yeah, don't be acting all serious.
Just crazy
ruins
serious.
Everything.
Although the shoeless Joe Jackson, that was pretty funny.
Was
you,
it?
You didn't get it?
I got it because he wouldn't have had any money, and he'd have been. I get it.
Okay, I liked just, it.
Okay. And I'm not Lance, and I'm the one that said Off the Wall. So just get the voices right.
White Magic said, listening from Thailand, by the way. The app works great.
There you go.
What up, White Magic?
A little Human Nature.
I love this song. Such a good song.
He was talking about Macaulay Culkin.
Huh?
He was talking about Macaulay Culkin.
Is this what it is?
No. Corey, what's his name? Haim or Corey?
Is that what this is about?
No.
Oh.
Just look at your face.
I'm like,
fear.
Really?
Like,
you
I like
saying
the song. You're going to ruin it for me?
You keep saying it. Oh, this is when he was, when he raped the monkey. What? Bubbles?
I didn't say
he raped
that.
Bubbles? No.
God.
Damn it, Joel, you're killing me.
You always got to take it just a little too far now.
It's my job.
Well, if you were at Arizona, you wouldn't be on the team anymore.
Yeah, I can't believe that guy got kicked off.
Bubbles the monkey.
I know.
Oh, don't be trying to paint me as a racist.
You're such a racist. Good Lord. Why don't you look at the Tampa Bay quarterback situation when we come back? Hey, before we come back, I do want to tell you about my good friends at Fitz Roofing. I've been telling you about them for a long time. We know that a lot of you are still digging out from the hurricane. It's the one-year anniversary that just passed, and people are still not back in their homes. And a lot of people need good help. And in that regard, they need a good roof over their heads. And unfortunately, there's storm chasers, deposit thieves, and sketchy roofers out there that just want to take your money up front and then skip town without doing any of the work. You're not going to find that with Fitz Roofing. Fitz Roofing is locally owned and operated. They're a family-run business. They are here in the Houston area. They're going to be here. They're not going anywhere. And all they want to do is help you with all your roofing needs. They service the greater Houston area, all the suburbs and beyond. They handle both commercial and residential roofs. And they're the highest quality product using company in the marketplace because they use CertainTeed shingles. Fitz Roofing is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company. Only 1% of the roofers in the United States meet this criteria, and you guessed it, they have this elite status. Their base warranties, better than your average roofer can give you as their best warranties. They take care of people before, during, and after the sale. Not only do they do an outstanding job on your roof, but they care about the community, so they give 10% of their profits back through their nonprofit called Fitz for Families. Basically, all you need to know is the money goes to help people who need a roof over their heads and can't afford to pay for it. They help because of this nonprofit. They have an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on both Facebook and Home Advisor. What else do you need to know? There's only one place to go if you need a new roof or a repair on your roof, and it's Fitz Roofing. It's FITZRoofing.com. Check them out on the internet, or you can call them directly, 832-521-3001. Either way, you get a free, no-obligation inspection today. It's Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
Get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink. Go to culturemap.com. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of the show. We appreciate you tuning in. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel, it's The Usual Suspects. It's ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. We'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. You do nothing other than just continuing to do what you're doing, listening to the best radio station on the planet and in the city.
In the world, Craig of the world. Some text messages to catch up on.
Okay.
Remind us, the loyal listeners, when is Laminack's show at Scout Bar and Webster scheduled again? I don't know. I forgot. I think it's September 27th. Barryisfunny.com. That's where my schedule is. I always...
When's your next show?
Barry, just
stopping by.
Yeah, because I don't remember. I just know what I have going this week. I look at my phone and go, oh, I am leaving this week. And so I don't remember what's a month from now. But Barryisfunny.com, the full schedule up on the front page. So... easy to get to, but thank you for the interest. I hope you come out. Are y'all surprised that JJ is a favorite for Defensive Player of the Year? First of all, I didn't know he was a favorite for Defensive Player of the Year. So yeah, color me surprised.
Me too, because I had no clue he was even in the top five.
Yeah.
And why would he be after only playing 8 games over the past, what, 2-3 years?
Yeah. Somebody said, I'm just kidding about the Aaron Rodgers not deserving it.
Well, your jokes aren't funny. Take it from a comedian. Leave the jokes to him, and you can just be a listener.
If there's a player that deserves it, it's that guy.
We knew that.
Wow. Salty Joel makes an appearance.
Yeah.
Trevor G said, who's up on the next big QB money train?
I'm trying to think of who's coming up on their contract year.
I would have to go look.
Yeah, we don't have that much time.
Yeah. But we'll look that up. Trevor, remind me Tuesday.
Speaking of JJ Watt, you did see this, right? That not only did the final total come in on what he raised for Hurricane Harvey, it was $41.6 million, which made it the largest crowdsourced fundraiser in world history.
That's wild, man. That dude, Say what you want. But and then my buddy Mick Maynard said something that I thought was very serious or very true. He's like, no matter how much somebody does well for their community or the good that they do, there's always going to be people that hate.
True.
There's always going to be a-holes that have something negative to say about that. This dude raised how much?
41.6.
And there are people out there hating on this man.
And he said he initially set a goal, which he thought was lofty, of $200,000.
Yeah.
And look where it got.
Yeah.
And the thing is, he also made sure, because again, like you said, Barry, people were taking shots at him. They needed all the paperwork and want to know where every dollar was going and when it was being spent. And the bottom line is, he also released that same day, the day of the 1 year anniversary of the hurricane, that all funds have officially been distributed. He also put exactly where all the money was going. So dude did it up front, did it the right way, and it was impressive what he did for this community.
And stop hating on him. Somebody said Toto wrote Human Nature. Michael Jackson's song, Toto wrote it. Toto's got some underrated jams. I didn't realize it when I was when I was in the lab making
Rosanna,
some beats. Yeah.
Africa.
Africa's my jam. Love that song.
Hold the Line is great.
Hold the Line is good. Yeah. Rosanna's
with
good.
With that guitar. But, and Rosanna is good. Rosanna is good. Yeah, Roseanne, no. Rosanna, okay.
Are you guys doing the pick 'em with the Blitz and everyone else?
No, I haven't even heard of it.
Really?
Yeah.
They've been talking about it for 2 days straight.
Haven't even heard of it.
So they want us, all the on-air talent. They want all of the on-air.
Who, me? I wasn't.
Yeah, I told you that off-air.
Yeah, I didn't say a word.
All the on-air talent to do a pick'em where we pick one college game and one pro game against the spread, and then they're going to keep the records and keep track of it. We all put in $20. At the end of the year, it's winner take all, and the loser, the person that gets the lowest score, has to buy Big City Wings for, I guess, the owner or the station or something.
Is Nick in?
They included Nick's name. They said,
sweet.
Yeah, Nick has to do it.
Then I'm definitely in.
So you're going to do
it? Down.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I mean, you know it's
sure.
going to come down to Fred, AJ, and Lance.
Well, don't. I mean, they can have a bad run. You don't know.
Okay.
Because I decided this year I wanted to gamble. I'm hooked up with my bookie. I'm going to be betting on the game. So I might as well, if I'm doing that, I might as well be picking.
After
right?
your poker run, I mean, yeah, you should.
That's right.
You should get right into it.
Barry, I'm respecting your guidance from yesterday. This is from L.U. Dillon. Which number is higher, Texans wins this year or Palillo's shoe size?
I'm going to go Texans wins.
It's 7.5.
That's what I mean.
So, well, no, you have to pick, which is...
so messed up.
You're going 8
yeah.
wins?
Yeah. Assuming Deshaun stays healthy, yes.
Mm.
Without Deshaun, okay. Charlie's got big feet.
I know that the ceiling is the roof, but...
Thanks, MJ.
Let's play a game.
The ceiling is the roof.
Damn right it is. What's the range for the Texans this year?
So here's what I
losing
said.
Watt or losing and or Deshaun Watson to everybody being healthy. What is their are they if they start losing guys again, are they only going to win 4 games? If everyone stays healthy, can they win 10? What is the realistic range for this team?
I wrote an article about this very subject, Barry, on sportsmap.com this week.
Fantastic.
And
look
what
at
I
me.
Said was they're an 8-8 team.
Okay.
With a 2-game swing based on Watson's durability
okay.
and the way he performs. So I think the ceiling for me would be 10, and the bottom for me would be 6.
So your roof is 10. Your ceiling is your roof is 10.
Right. Basement is 6.
Your basement is the floor. Yeah.
And going a little bit against the mean that everybody is used to, 9-7, I'd say it's 8-8.
Okay. So 6-10 to 10-6.
Correct.
I'd say that's probably fair.
Okay.
Because I don't think they're going to have quite the same amount of injuries that they had last year. I mean, it's the NFL. You never know. But I think that they could probably fade an injury or two. I think this team can win 10 games healthy. Mm-hmm. Sure. That makes
schedule's not overly difficult.
No. Does that make them a playoff team? Can this team make the playoffs?
They can, yes.
Okay.
Nick, you want to get in here?
It's hard to argue against 10. That's probably what I would have guessed. I don't want to repeat exactly what you're saying, but...
If most people do.
To be a little different, 11 and maybe...
Really? 11?
A minimum of 5 games. You never know what could happen.
Bigger window?
Yeah.
It kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think that they have a real... I think if healthy, this team is going to surprise some folks. I think that they can win 10 games. We've never seen Bill O'Brien win 10 games, have we?
I don't think so. Yeah. I think the Packers are going to win a maximum of 5 games with a minimum of 3.
Nick's shooting shots on the way out.
And I do not want to bet.
Let's bet right now.
Fellas, I'm out for the next 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
So I will talk to you guys on Monday.
I was going to miss work.
Yeah, I'll be in Wichita on Monday. I'm going to stay over and do the show from there.
Who's doing a show tomorrow?
I don't know. What'd you get? You guys have known about this.
Well, that's right. You did kind of give us that. You've got some work to do.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll holler at you guys on Monday.
Intern Trey filling in for Barry Laminack tomorrow from 1 to 4.
Did you know that Barry's forcing us to work on Monday? Okay, so we're all going to be working on Monday, the holiday, and we want you guys to make sure you tune in then. Because Barry from a broom closet is going to be calling in with us, and we are going to make sure that we do it all for you. So TBD is going to be taking over Barry's chair for the next 2 days.
I would do Friday, but we're on remote, so I can't. They won't allow me, or I would have done the show. But we'll be at Carbock Friday. So there you go.
The me of we will be at Carbock.
Yes.
Not you.
That's right.
All right, travel safe, my friend. We'll talk to you on Monday. We will be back on Thursday and Friday to wrap up the week. For Barry and Nick, I'm Joel. Have a great night. The Blitz is next, everybody.
Then I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
ESPN 97.5. I assumed you knew.